whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 248. Today is Saturday, January 16, 2021. Technically, we're all on Sunday, aren't we? Really? We're all on Sunday.
Yeah.
But for the usual of when we do times, it's the 16th, so we better keep it that. Anyway, I'm your host, Lita. Hi, everybody. Joining me this week is the cutest. I may be slightly biased as well, but he's here to help me. Execute. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
I just want to get this out of the way real quick. I do apologize. I know I don't sound normal at the moment. That is because I had dental surgery. I've actually got a new set of chompers. So if I sound weird, that's why. I'm trying to use as few S's as I can, so please don't ask me to say Mississippi.
You just said it. We won't get you. But I appreciate you coming to help me, so thank you. Thank you so very much. And I was going to say, he doesn't sound weird at all. Exactly. Chris is right. You sound really good, which is great. And we all know that you've gone through a lot in the last 6 months? Yeah, it would be 6 months. So thank you for coming to help me today. Appreciate that. However, we're both here, and there was a particular reason why I wanted you this week, is because we're very, very excited and happy to talk to our very special guest. We have got Corpse Grind here with us. There he is. He's done it.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for coming to join us. So not only do we get to see you, so hi, but massive congratulations. You are our first Shadowlands Ironman champion. So, you know, congratulations. Wow. You did it.
Thank you.
You did
quite a journey. Yeah.
Yes. So hence why both Execute and I want to pick your brains today, which we're very excited to see what you had to say, because I think all challenge players would completely understand that Shadowlands has been an expansion unlike any other expansion that we have had before. Lots of different factors have come, you know, have created challenges for us along the way with all our challenges across the board. So what I want to know is for you to tell us about getting your pally to max in Shadowlands, because obviously you got stripped from 120 back to 50. And then you had to go from 50 to 60. So what was the journey like for you?
This time I haven't used a scout character, so I went to it with the first one that I actually completed 120 with.
Yep.
So from 50 to, it lasted until just before 52 because I just died there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite a good experience because I realized how different it is. So to put it simple, the overall challenge itself is changed so much that it seems shorter, but in that short time, there's many, many, many difficulties like never before. Like
mm-hmm.
compared to BFA, it's like a compact. I would say like it's a action-packed challenge like before,
mm-hmm.
much more. And after that, when I restarted, then I noticed that the first 30 levels flew through like it wasn't there. And then
mm-hmm.
from 30 to 50, it was like the average, like when I got to somewhat before earlier in BFA, like 40 to 80. It was felt like the same thing. And when 50 came, it was then I felt that the real challenges started. So the way I use the character changes there, and what I knew of the game, it was like completely different. So when did they Shadowlands came in, the first thing I noticed that even the way I leveled before wasn't good enough, because they changed a few mechanics compared to the other ones we used before, or we got used to. For example, there was these quests where you have to defeat only one mob, and that one mob itself is like, can be ridiculously challenging or simply easy to kill off. So there was one that I think it's a bit bugged, because in Feralas, you can do one quest like you don't even feel the challenge itself. It's like really easy to get to there, get through the zone.
Yeah.
But there's this one where you have to kill off harpies. I think, I don't know what was the quest name, but there was one quest mob, which is it's like a truck. Like I had like an average 4k health over there, and it casted spells without stop, and one spell hit like 1k, and it was like seconds off before I had to bubble heart out. So ooh. It was like something like this. So it feels much easier to get through some places, but there are some points where it's just completely different from before.
Okay, all right. Well, I know Execute's got quite a few questions to ask, so I might turn it over to him, because he really wants to pick your brains to find out some stuff. So what have we got?
Hello. I'm going to keep all my questions pertinent to Shadowlands, because that's all the new stuff. So the first thing I've been wondering is, did you run into any like real issues with the campaign arc before you switched to Threads of Fate? And if so, what were the problems you ran into with it?
Main problem is that I know it sounds silly, but the players are themselves. I mean, I had, before I got out through Shadowlands, I already had issues with some players trying to pull every kind of mobs on me, which is quite fine because it's a tank character. I mean, it makes sense to people pull mobs on him. But in the mall example, there was that third quest, I know, which was itself quite difficult. And players just coming around here from here and there, without stop, they pulled mobs, extra mobs on me. And the one thing I was have to really careful about, that to don't even put down consecration. Like, that was the first rule out there. It's a bit bad because without consecration, I don't have the extra defense I needed out there, even though it's a little bit, because consecration works out from mastery, and you know, with my gear, I don't have any mastery at all, but the base mastery was enough to a little bit minimize the damage that I could get. But without that, I had to be like, had to completely stay on toes all the time, because not just there, but there was like, I think from the beginning of the Shadowlands campaign, there are like five quests which is needs pretty much damage to hit through to make it look easy. But without that, I had to rely on every kind of tactics I can use. For example, there was that quest when you have to escort Jaina and the others through a cave, and over there in mid path you were being attacked by, I don't know what that monster called, but they are flying down and creating AoE pool.
Force swarm.
Yeah, that's it. Force swarm. Those are, yeah. And and not just I had to be careful about those AoE pools, but when they spawn from nowhere, I had to make sure that I don't have any consecration done again, which is made it again challenging, and had to be extra careful to not use any spell that I could pull more, like not throwing shields at all, for example, which is bad. And from there on, the only thing I could play with was the aggro. I passed down aggro to all the NPCs I had around. So what I really was careful about to only pull one on one, which I took my time with because that was some survival fast, I know, because a simple quest that should take like about 4 minutes or three or so took me to complete like was something about 6 or 10 minutes. That was the hardest part in the beginning. And up to that there was like, I don't know which one was the next one. I think that was far away because many times I had to return to the Maobi before I swapped to Threads of Fate, but that was far away from it. That was like at 54.
How far into the campaign did you get before you made the switch to Threads?
I was like at halfway through on level 54. I went to first I was completed Bastion as far as I could go back, and then I got back to the Maw when I always forget the name of the NPC that sends me back to the Maw after I got back from Oribos. I think it was Bolvar, Bolvar sent me back to the Maw, and right after that point there was one particular quest mob that I had to defeat, which was that was the point where I had to give up because it's a mouse worm, but
should be restarting now. Hey guys, yes, we are back. It's back. Yeah, I don't know. I know Twitch is lately. Hey Nisi, we've got multiple ones we need to piece together. Awesome. Well, I do, anyway. Okay, so, sorry, can we just go back, and you were talking about, I think it went a bit weird about the more with the blacksmithy guys. Can we start from about there?
Yeah, so it was that, mouse form, quest mob, which was, the kind of that are blacksmithing around at the center of the that quest hub where players are usually go back to save souls, and yeah, it was on that. I think it was some kind of hill, and there was that one quest mob which got 10 times more health than I did.
Yeah.
So I was like questioning myself even to even hit it, but no, I just went in and tried to defeat it, but. Problem was that the way Paladin works is like the more hit I can bring into the quest mob, the more holy power I could get, but with time I wasn't fast enough and the global cooldown wasn't fast enough to sustain that damage, and the and I couldn't gain enough holy power to heal myself, so that was the point where I had to give up, because that was just the exact is an example of that that's the end in short term. So
yeah,
I was like, okay, this is where I have to stop and go back to Threads of Fate.
Okay,
so that's the point where you had to effectively switch to Threads of Fate.
Yeah
So I mean, you first.
I would say that if I would had other class, like for example a hunter, I could probably bring it down, but without damage it was like a no chance. So. That's it.
So when you switched to Threads of Fate, I'm guessing one of the first things you did was pick a covenant.
First thing I was like, I had to, I would say I had to do quite a few research because I wasn't sure at that time what can I do and what I could. So I just hit up the WoW Challenges page and look after it. But I realized that there's not really any point to do the bigger quests. I mean, the bonus objectives, is it where you earn the most experience for a zone? I think that's it. Yeah, and I went to the small quests because it's really easy to figure out too. If I did the small objectives, like ones that marked as a exclamation on the map, was the easiest one. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of them and realized that whenever I do it, there's a bar accumulating towards 100% when I doing these small quests, and I realized that completing those are, in the end, will reward like 60-70k XP, which is quite good. So I was like, okay, let's go with the small ones. And it was slow because I noticed that above 50 it really slows down. There's no transition from fast to slow. From 50 it just simply slows down and that's it.
Yeah.
And I had to keep in mind that I have 4 zones, which is sounds quite enough, but choosing the options between doing the bonus objectives while that's the most dangerous one, or going with the small ones, I would say that it go with the small ones because it's, in a sense, it's fast. But if you're confident enough, then yeah, go with the big ones, because it fills up that bar faster, which is, I think it's called aiding Reverend Dread or Arden Wield and such. That's it.
Okay.
So in short term, this is it.
You did end up selecting a covenant, right?
I did while I was like, I think I chose it at 54, maybe. Yeah, when I got the Threads of Fate, because I didn't know what I could choose with Paladin, so I was like, okay, let's go to Wowhead, and I just scooped it out, that what can I choose and what can I not. And it turned out that the only useful I could have is the most dangerous one, so the Revendret one.
Yes.
The huge AoE thing. Which can heal you, but can damage in a huge pool around you, like a very big one. And okay, I was like, first I was noticed, it's a healing spell, okay, let's use it. I put it down and I was like horrified when I pulled like 50 mobs around me, so I was like, okay, bubble heart out, bye. And that's it.
Oops.
But yeah, and it's kind of good because it supports you with enough health to forget about that duration, like healing yourself, but it's not the best for zones that you cannot have the freedom of movement, so it's a risky option, but I have to go with it.
How did you find the zones? Like, as in mob-wise, not necessarily the questing, but in... You know, we're used to, obviously, some zones are more dense than others, and others like Bastion, you get there and it's kind of that whole a bit sparse in a greater part of it. Did you have any issues with, you know, mob density in the zones?
Well, if I say there's a huge difference between storyline mode and Threads of Fate, because at Threads of Fate you can choose the easiest part. So if I had to choose between the easiest and the heaviest parts of questing, I would say the tough ones are nearly the same and the same level at like the Maul and Madraxxus. Both have their unique difficulty, but I would say for me, it was Madraxxus a bit tougher, because I had those kinds of mobs over there, which was like casting without stop, and not just casting, channeling, empowering themselves, lots of stuff, which is kind of bad because I only had two interruptions and turn evil that only worked on just a few kinds of The Maw itself is kind of predictable because what I was doing over there is just always keeping an eye out from here and there, and at least I knew what I'm facing over there, because mob wise it's not that bad, but because what you have to do over there is just interrupt what you can all the time and try to deal with them. But Modraxis is a bit complex in that term.
Yes.
But if I would like to say which one was the easiest part, I would say definitely Bastion. It was I can't even say how easy was it for a period, but in the beginning it was definitely easy, so there was no issues at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Execute. Did you have more questions?
Did you target world quests at all after you switched to Threads of Fate?
Oh, sorry. I haven't heard the first part.
Did you
target world quests at all once you had switched to Threads of Fate?
I targeted them first, but I realized that there's no point because I nearly died twice over there, so I was like really, really close to give up because I think it was in Ardenweald, the most northern part, where there's one particular one where you have to, the ones that you have to gain some memories, using some memories and such, a few of us may know. And hardest part over there is that you just have to go from mob to mob, which is bad because quest mobs over there give only 1% to the overall objective, which is, I think it took me like 2 hours to complete one. By keeping an eye out for respawning mobs, I had to be, I didn't have the time to stop, because if I would stop any point, there would some mobs gather around me and I had to bubble heart out, because again there's no freedom of movement in these areas and I really have to be fast and careful with it.
Wow, patience, my God.
Patience,
you are a patient person. That's amazing. Okay.
Which leads me conveniently into my next question. We both did this last expansion, BFA. Did you have to grind mobs?
Surprisingly, no. What I did is, after my second challenger died, I had some small changes to the leveling path, because I noticed that for, I think it was like 5 levels at the beginning, I needn't have to do quests, because in overall, I think it took me like 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get to the same point where I could do it with quests. So what I did is to quickly mob a few rounds, kill off a few mobs, and then started questing, which is give me a little bit of a head start to the second zone I was chose. Even if it's scaling altogether now for, I think it was for level 30, it was quite easy because I knew there's a lot of locations where I could do quests and what to do, which one's easy, which one's the fastest. So what I did is to try to go with the easiest quests I could. I would say that Stone Talon Mountains was the fastest area. I think it took me like 2.5 hours to complete it, but it was the overall quest line what I did there, which is a huge boost in overall to the low level challenge itself.
Wow. and I agree with Nisi. The Patient Pally, definitely. We will write that one down for a possible show title, because I agree. My God.
I like the alliteration.
What? What? The Patient Pally.
Yeah, they're both P-words.
Yeah. Huh, it's good.
Pays off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. P's everywhere. Anyway, that's a whole separate thing. Don't. It's okay. Execute, did you have more questions at all?
Well, the last question I have also pertains to Shadowlands. Now, I know there's quite a few vets who've been out there, like, scouting around for information. I myself have been trying to find what you could consider to be the safe-ish world quests. So far, I found four, but really three, because unless you're a stealth class, the fourth one is it's the Parasol one in Revendreth, if you're familiar. And just getting to that quest, the quest itself is totally safe, but you have to go through a lot of mobs to get to it. So unless you can stealth, it's kind of out of the question. I found two so far in Bastion. One of them is the, like, Pandaren-style one where they say punch, you punch. They say kick, you kick. And the other one is just picking the five stewards and doing the appropriate task. The last one is in Maldraxxus, of all places. It's the one where you've got to grab the torch and run around and light the five braziers. Are there any, like, quests or mobs that you encountered on your way to 60 that you would strongly encourage people to just not even bother with, to avoid?
There's quite a few. for example, if you don't have as much interruptions or any crowd control abilities, just try to avoid Maldraxxus as much as possible. Like, just leave it as the last place if you want to go. Not just because of the kinds of mobs over there, because it's really like any of them are just casting, like putting pools around you or just empowering themselves, and it's like crazy hard to do sometimes. So that would be in an overall, I would say that leave Maldraxxus alone. So that's it. But there's still quite a few again, which is there are some parts I would say to best to left alone, like in Arden Weald. There's that, I think it's on the southwestern part where there's lots of elites. Like, there's swarms of them.
Yeah.
Which is really, really a bad place, and there's nothing really to do over there. Like, just, I think there's just only a treasure chest there, but nothing much. I was hunting chests as well where I could, but there's not really any that could get. That you could get to it, like, safely. For mobs, again, I would say that in Bastion there are these mouse-worn, it's mechanical kind of mobs, which can be sometimes ridiculously hard to defeat because of their abilities. They're you might need some extra damage that you can use, or in these world quests, any kind of power up that is legal to use it, because it's sometimes they are just amazingly dragging out fights, like, for long minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right. Anything else? Execute.
Let's just do away with the euphemistic language, shall we? Just stay away from our Draxus. It's a terrible place.
It is.
Pretty much.
No, that's it from me. Thanks for answering the questions.
Awesome. Alrighty. Well, as we know, you know, obviously patience plays a big part of it. You know, just there is so much to look out for. Within all of the zones, we do understand, you know, it is getting from 50 to 60 is certainly an exercise within itself. But what I want to know for you, for your Pally, what has been your fondest memory of leveling through, you know, through getting your Pally to 60?
my fondest memory, like the best one, I would say, when a few people came around and said that, why do you do this to yourself? And I was like, why, what? And then they noticed that I had no good quality gear, just whites and grays and such. And after we got into some conversation, they just, I felt like it's like a really good conversation, like something that's not really happening these days. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was some very, very nice and cool thing that they did. They just like asking, just like getting into these small chats, like something really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's the fondest one, because it was like, it was fun to remember. It was like really good.
Nice. I think, you know, I think for a lot of us, you forget that you're playing a challenge tune, as in, you forget that there's other people that may be paying attention to what you're doing. And every now and again, you know, I get a whisper, it'd be like, someone might go, are you on a challenge tune? And you kind of stop and are like, oh, hey, someone realizes, you know, they've got an idea of what a challenge tune is. It's nice that there are people out there in the community who might not be challenge players, but in the broader WoW community have got a little idea that, you know, there are, that we have this thing that we run with various challenges. So that would be really cool. The other question I want to know is, where did you ding 60 exactly? What were you doing? I want to know the be all and end all. Where were you? Where was your tune? What were you doing? What time of day was it for you? Were you up at some ungodly time of the morning, evening? Like, tell us what happened when you ding 60.
What I did is that, first of all, at the last level, I was like, had to make a stop, because I try to be really patient sometimes, but when you see that you are on the last level and you are just like probably a couple of hours away from hitting 60, it feels exciting. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the point where you have to just stop, because if you're being excited, you can make a really, really easy mistake and can die off there as well. So what I did is that I logged out.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, just slowly went through the easiest quest I could find in Maltraxxus, because that was the last point I still have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But over there, like, I had some ideas what to do, as just hit down one last tough quest mob and such, but it turned out that the last quest I did was so easy, and it was like adorable. Like, I think I had to fed these kind of creatures, had to find some meat and spice them and give it to those animals. I don't know. It was quite a funny, and I realized that, oh my god, this is a good quest. And after that, when I finished, I was like, oh, I got a ding 60, it looks like. Mm-hmm. It's really close, and I'm just about to give it down. And wow, it happened in a live stream, and people were doing like, come on, do it, hit it, hit the 60. and it was like amazing. Like, I imagined lots of ways to do it, but it was came out unexpected, and it was quite a, I would say this is a fun memory as well. Like, it was really nice. Yeah. And fun.
No, oh, that's so cool. Hang on, we're going to do the little cheer. Where's my little cheer? Here. There we go. Your little cheer for that. Which, you know, again, I think we all can remember, for those of us that have had a challenge tune over the years at the, you know, each expansion, where we were when we hit max for that expansion. It's a fun thing to remember. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, execute. What else did we have for Corpse Grind?
All right, so what was one of the worst or most embarrassing ways that you've died? Or since you play Paladin, I guess also been forced to bubble half as your challenge tune?
Ooh, yes, there was, I would say one of them is just plainly funny because I had a very solid internet connection. Like, it never fails me, but it did once.
Oh, no.
Only that time, in under 3 years, where I was like, went next to a mob. And it was like, I think it was my second challenger in Shadowlands, yeah. And it died off at 29.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of combat and internet connection lost. And yeah, it happened. So that was once. And I would say that the most embarrassing one was, it was like in a Battle for Azeroth when I just started to get, I was familiar as myself with the challenge, because there I still didn't have those, I would say reflexes, if that's a good word for it, when to quit combat. And I haven't realized that I'm in deep trouble, and there was many times I died because of that, because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to figure it out, that what's going wrong. And yeah, I would say that was the one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes the whole, you know, the mindset of how we're used to playing a normal tune compared to playing a challenge tune, and letting go of that. I know I am so guilty of that whole, no, stand and fight, I'll be okay, like stand and fight, instead of just being like, ah, run, you know, get out of there, run. So I can understand that. But for you, obviously, you know, again, congratulations, you are our first Shadowlands champion. And you know, the way you've gone about it and picking your brain to get all this information is fantastic. But what we want to know is also any extra advice, you know, any little tips or tricks. And I will just wait, because guess what? My internet, which is, or Twitch, whichever is deciding to be fun times for me today, is now it's back. So any tips, any tricks, anything, you know, any advice that you want to tell anyone who either wants to try the challenge or with leveling through our new expansion, like what do you have for those people asking that, please?
Oh, this might sound cruel, but what I noticed, any of us can play differently, yeah, of course, but what I noticed mm-hmm. that there's one critical point in the challenge where you have to realize when to leave a situation. Like, that's one of those which at first I wasn't familiar about. I don't know how the others went through it, but I would say get your main tune or the ones that not in the challenge and try it with low level gear or without talent if you could do it. Mm-hmm. and just familiarize yourself with the situations, like those situations where you have to really, really think carefully.
Yeah.
Because it will happen, and it will be constant. Like, it won't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can keep calm in those situations, then you have it all the way. It's like something like that.
Yeah.
Or there's many approach, like what I did is when I first made a mistake, I kept in mind what not to do next time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another mistake, so I add that to the list. So after failing, like, I think I failed like 30 or 40 times altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got some interesting list of knowledges of how not to approach the challenge, or how to just quickly get through tough situations.
Mm-hmm.
This too can help really a lot. I think that helped me a lot, at least.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for all the information. And we are also proud and so happy for you to to once again have done this and being our first Shadowlands champion, which is always, you know, is always I guess it's such an inspiration for all of us that are still, you know, we're still slowly but surely getting you. Slowly but surely getting there. But awesome, you know, well done, congratulations, and we are super proud and happy for you. So now what I do want to know is how your week, other than you went and dinged, which was last week. I think that was last week. How has this week been? Have you just been like, I'm not touching challenges at all? Like, what have you been doing in game?
I put the character to a super safe place, right into the room in Ogrimmar, which is the I think it's the room where all the war chiefs are.
Mm-hmm.
So probably, I hope nothing bad goes off there. So that's the safest spot I could imagine for it now. But right after that, I didn't touch that character, and I want to leave it there for quite a while, because I just still can't believe it that I made it through the first attempt. So it's like, I still can't believe it that it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to believe it, to be honest. After all, the last 10 levels is just like, is this really happened? And it happened, so... So yeah.
And that's right. Not a night off at all. Horde, you know, like it's again a Horde pally. So what were you? What race?
It was a Tauren.
Was Tauren? Yes, and you know, and again, you've blown all of us out of the water. Well, I know in particular for me. To see the Horde side, because you know, a lot of times Horde gets a little bit, not necessarily neglected's the right word, but obviously a lot of people like to go Alliance side, and again, to see that Horde side, and that you made it through all the way, you know, through with the Tauren Pally is awesome. So that is an amazing achievement. We are super happy about that, which is great.
Yeah, I was thinking when I started to choose a hunter, but if I would choose a hunter, I would definitely went with a Night Elf.
Mm-hmm.
It would be just the best one I could choose, and that was the point where I just changed my mind. I really wanted to try something different. Like,
yeah.
I did try Hunter before, and I wasn't good with it at all. So I had to swap it. So,
yeah. Nice. Well, you've done so well. So again, congratulations. We cannot say that enough times, because it is an amazing achievement. Alrighty, well, we will get you to stop talking for a bit and rest your voice, and I will find out what Execute's been up to, because, you know, like, I hardly ever get to talk to him, and I have no idea what he's been up to. Anyway, Execute, how has your week been?
So I've been doing a lot of playing at Cap. I've got a lot of characters. I've got 30 characters that I need to get leveled. So far of those, I've done 6. Mm-hmm. So I've got 24 to go. And when I get to Cap, I don't just stop them there. Like, they need to get at least up to speed with the campaign. This week was the last week for the... Or was it last week? I think it was this week. Where the last quest of the campaign became available. So you can... If you play at Cap, week. Then you know that when you do your Covenant stuff, you can get the gear by doing the campaign quest and rank it up to 7. Mm-hmm. Using anima, of which there's never enough. There is not enough in the game, and I've been talking about that mercilessly all week.
Slightly, yes.
I've also spent some time this week just riding around in the mall because I can.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, cheers. Other than that, most of my week has actually just been spent farming like herbs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Excellent.
I wish I had a better route for Revendreth with Widow Bloom. I can't seem to come up with a good one. Bastion and Maldrax are both really easy as far as Herman goes, but Revendreth, I just can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there is many places that some of us do manage to find all the places that you can fall off. Not that all of us do manage to fall to our deaths. Okay, maybe a lie. But I'm sure there is different spaces. Did we just cut out again? Don't tell me that Twitch has gone stupid.
So.
Oh, bloody hell. That was completely Twitch. That was a huge Twitch one. Anyway, we're back. Hey, fun editing times ahead for
later. Yeah, I don't envy you your job later.
Yeah, I know. Happy, happy joy. Anyway, what we were saying. Yes, so if anyone's got, what was it, a Widow
Bloom? Widow Bloom, Revendreth. Revendreth. A decent, like, route to take in that zone to farm the herb.
Yeah, there we go. They can get in contact with you. Absolutely. I'm just looking forward to hopefully one day we'll get to fly in all the zones. I and it's not as much as being like cheating and being able to fly over everything to, it's just I love to see all the things and to see it from different, you know, different levels. Plus then if I can see it from high, I've got less likelihood of, you know, falling off something other than the mount I'm on, which always happens.
Roos just asked a question in the chat, which I think is worth answering.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are there any classes that have a better chance in Shadowlands?
I've got eight expansions behind me.
Shadowlands. Well, you boys, here we go. I throw it open to both of you. Obviously, we're talking like damage. We're talking irons working. What do you guys say? What do you think we've got better chance on what classes? Obviously, well, it's been proven, Pally. So that's the first one. What else?
I don't know what have changed since BFA on Hunters, but I would say probably Hunters got better mechanics at this time. Is that true?
The main thing that's bad about Hunters now compared to BFA is how long it takes to revive the pet. It used to be a lot quicker.
Yep.
The spirit men from the spirit based also got nerfed quite significantly. Having said that, Hunter is still, of course, a solid pick. I mean, from the most technical sense, any class that can get through the moor can technically do it, because there are safe world quests you could technically cap with. It would just take you quite some time to do so.
Yeah.
So, put simply, if an iron class can get through the moor, then it can cap.
Yeah. Well, we've got Too Thirsty on his iron blood combo thing is Hunter. I know Sturz has been busy with rogues, high level. And I think if can remind me, I'm pretty sure he's got a druid somewhere, but I can't remember if that was iron or pacifist for Stir. I know that's been Zaya was playing some warrior. I know Zaya was doing something, a class a little bit different anyway. Stur says Rogue is 59 and about two bubbles away, and Iron Druid at 54. Okay.
We know Priest can also get through the moor.
Yes, priests can get through them all. Chris did say yes, raising a pet is painful. Definitely. Same with warlock. Summoning a Voidwalker is, what is it, about a 4.6 second cast, depending, or 6 second cast. Like, it's, you know, it's just ridiculous to be able to trying to summon. And when you something's hitting you, it's not fun.
You can at least speed that up every couple of minutes, though, with your cooldown. Hunters can't do that.
No. It's just, you know... But then hunters have got Frost Trap, so, you know...
And
like,
Fire Trap and Pain Death.
Yeah. There's lots of different ones. Is there something, a class, that you just would not touch yourself, either of you? Is there just a class that you're like, no, not going to stay away, you know, totally stay away from that?
I would say I wouldn't touch Mage, even though I saw one challenger who I think hit 52 already. That was the last time I was checking it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an amazing feat with a Mage. Like, when, you know, when stuff happens, what really can you do with a Mage? Like,
blink.
I don't know what.
I run. Yeah. Run.
Well, mages do have a way to drop combat, though. They have invisibility.
Yeah, but oh, true.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, for me, mage is like a really fourth thing to touch. Like, it's just a different world for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mage is 53 at the moment, looking at the iron standing. So in the, just a quick write down, we've got, of course, we've got your Pally, and we've got the Two Thirsties Hunter, or Two Shanks' Hunter. We've got Rogue, Hunter, Druid, Warrior, another Hunter, Mage, two more Pallies, two more Hunters. So, you know, we've got a few classes definitely there. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. So so that's good. Execute. Now, I know that you're Altaholic extraordinaire.
Hey, hold on. I never got to answer what class I...
That's what I'm going to ask you. That's what I'm going to ask you, because I know you've got alts of like everything. So for you, as a, you know, what would you not touch?
Well, the real barrier here is the Maw. So I was just thinking to myself, what class do I think would be the most difficult to get through the Maw on an iron with? Mm-hmm. And I've settled on an answer, and you're not going to like it. I actually think it's Warlock, and I'll tell you why. Warlock is the one class I can think of where you don't really have a decent out. I mean, you've got a pet, but Void's pretty squishy when you don't have gear.
And
not only that,
aggro.
But it now takes forever to resummon him.
Yeah.
So and if Voidy dies and you can't resummon quickly, you don't have a way to drop combat like a mage would.
Yeah.
So I just feel like Warlock is arguably the weakest for the Maw.
You are the weakest link. Admittedly, there is no Warlock. Our highest level Iron Warlock, looking at that, is 45. And I'm going to guess that was before the squish, because that Oz never died, so that would have been probably his turn back in, when was 90? That would have been 90, yeah. Which was what? Guess what? No, miss. I can't remember. Whichever one that is. So we don't have any warlocks in iron, like iron wise, in, you know, from around about 50 at the moment. So yeah, it'll be...
Yeah, genuinely, if you could make it through the Maw on an Iron Warlock, I think you could do it on any class.
Well, I struggled getting a strip down leader through in beta. It was just horrible. It was brutal. So Yeah, we will have to see. I'm sure there is someone out there who's like gonna take on the challenge and go for it. Prove us all wrong, I say.
There's more to it even than just having like a really squishy pet that takes like 5 seconds to resummon. Mm. I mean, what's your CC? It's fear. You can't control that CC, and it doesn't even work on undead mobs.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
you could have argued priest, but I mean, priests have shackle undead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, mind you. Yeah, no. Anyway. It'll be interesting to see.
Granted, paladins can't control their fear against undeads either, but paladins can take a lot more hits than warlocks can.
Yeah.
Not to mention they can just heal themselves a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Things like Wood of Glory compared to Drain Life.
Yeah. Drain Life is... I mean, it's good, but in a tough situation, you're dead.
It's probably not going to save you on an iron if you've got no pad.
No, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, we will have to see. Again, thank you guys for that. That was a good question, Rod. Thank you. That was a good question.
I'm going to get an earful later for that.
No, you won't. It's okay. I understand. All right. So what we're going to do, let's go on to... Where's my news bumper? It's over here. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty. So we have got some news and do want to do some huge congratulations, because in the last few days or last week, we have had Two Shanks has reached level 60 with Too Thirsty. So he became our first Bloodthirsty Shadow Champion, as well as our second Iron for Shadowlands. So this is an character that has gone through being, I'm going to say he was a, this is now a third expansion Too Thirsty has been a champion for. And again, a grandfather, because you cannot have a toon on more than one list. This is an old toon that's been around for quite some time. So congratulations to Two Shanks on that. Well done. And not only that, huge congratulations to Nisi on reaching level 60 on Soul Snuffer. Think about it every time. She has become our second Bloodthirsty Shadow Champion. Congratulations. Let me do a little cheer. So, again, you know, well done to Two Shanks and Nisi on your tunes. That is fantastic. Well done. All right. Now, before I forget, Spreadshirt does still have a 15% off that is available. As far as I know, there might only be a couple hours left on it. Just wanted to let you know if anyone wants some merchandise stuff for your challenge in particular that you're after, pop over to Spreadshirt. The details are on the website that will take you across, okay? So there is a discount at the moment. Alrighty, there is still no State of the Challenges. Cold Wardens have been busy with not only IRL, but also trying to work some things out, fixing bits and pieces where they can. We do appreciate that, but there is still no State of the Challenges, and it will be back when it's back. So yeah, but again, I know people have been very busy leveling, etc. We know some people are getting close to 60. Take it easy, everybody. If in doubt, log out. Don't walk away from the computer. Log out if you're gonna walk away. All right, that's probably the biggest thing. Okay, all right, let's do, where's my other little bumper? Is this one? Let's do this one.
Hey yo, it's
Chit Chat! That's the Zorts. Alrighty. So, we are going to play, as we like to start our Chit Chat, we will play this cute little bumper from Azzy. I haven't seen him today. I hope he's doing well. Hi, Azzy. We all say hi. Hope he's doing well. Let's play his cute little bumper.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, it always makes me laugh. Alrighty, Corpse Grind. It's your go for it. Go for it. What is from Azzy's pun vault, please?
Oh, that's a good one. Why was the Tauren muted? Oh. No, that wasn't good. Oh, no.
Have you got it?
No. No, I go for it again. So, why does the Tauren doesn't say anything? Because he got muted. Oh. I think I remember it from a couple of... I don't know how many episodes earlier.
Okay, all right, gotcha. That's all right. All right. Well, I'm gonna do this one. So just bear with me because I always manage to mess this stuff up. This is one that was two windmills are standing in a field and one asks the other, "What kind of music do you like?" The other says, "I'm a big metal fan."
Oh.
That is a good one. I don't remember that one, Nisi. I don't remember that. That was a good one. That was cute. All right. Execute. We've got one from Stir.
Yep, here's one from Stir. It's not a dad bod, it's a father figure.
That was a last minute one. Stir, I did get it. There you go. Oh, alrighty. And we've got one from Dave as well, which says, "Someone stole my mood ring. Not sure how I feel about it." Thanks, Dave. Oh, my goodness. That is awesome.
You could turn the mood ring on into another Tauren pun, actually, come to think of it.
A mood ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Stir wants to know, show of hands, who's still dieting from the holidays? Well, you know, Christmas is but once a year.
Not me. I mean, I'm eating like crazy right now because I can.
Yes. Exactly. All right. Okay. Any more questions from the chat room? Stur says, "Hans Tushank, a framed picture of Bastion Meadows with pretty moths in the background." Yes. Tushanks was busy killing mobs. Nisi says, "Shackle Ended isn't that great. She's halfway through the mall on her lock, but she's blood and in green gear." Yeah. Chris says, "Don't fall asleep at the computer either." Exactly.
I think we know who that's directed at.
Look, sometimes you just get, you know, the body just crashes. It just, you can't help when it does. Just these things creep up on you and just go smack. And you're out like a light, even if it is just for like 5 seconds. You're just, done. Actually, I think it was longer. I killed my lock that way. When was that? Last year? I think that was last year. She drowned. Because that was a gnome. Lock drowned her in wetlands. That pool that's got all the water, you know, the water elementals and the little Loch Ness monster.
Southeast end of the zone, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was well more than 10 minutes because obviously unending breath is a 10 minute. So I think I was out for about 12. I don't know. But she was dead.
If you were an undead, that also wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I wasn't undead. I was playing a gnome. So, you know, you get that. These things happen. Alrighty. Okay. Well, anything else before we wrap up, guys? Any last minute questions? Anything? No? All good?
Yep.
All good? Okay.
Two things, but they're both wildly off topic.
Okay. Yes.
Number one, I was like, while he was talking earlier, I decided to type out the word Maldraxxus and arrange the letters, just play with them. Turns out you actually can't spell Maldraxxus without both drama and sucks. Did you know that?
Well,
Stir would probably agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a good one.
The second one just has to do with an earlier exchange when he was talking about like his worst and most embarrassing iron deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned that his internet connection is quite good. I immediately got envious. I'm sure you did too. And then like a minute after that, your internet just up and died. I'm just like, you can't make this stuff up, Australia.
Australian internet is fantastic.
What advice would you give to someone who's looking to level a challenge to maybe move to a country where the internet's not garbo?
yeah, exactly. Oh, well, like I said, you know, it is what it is. As we know, we just gotta make do and hopefully get there. As he would totally, if he was here, he'd be going, yeah, good old internet, absolutely.
And why does the herb from Aldraxxus look like a Sarlacc pit from Star Wars?
Does it? Oh, yes, it does too. There's some cute ones. They're cute, though. There's lots of cute things. Anyway, all right, I think we will wrap this up. So we will do our thank yous. Execute, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure can. Iron Elites are as follows. We've got Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, myself, Fair, Gaston, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Larry Ramar, hope I pronounced that correctly. Leader, Mrs. Bright 01, sorry, Mr. Bright 01, Miss Miggy, or is it Miss Midgey? Miss Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, I'm not doing the thing, I don't get paid to do it, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts.
That is it. And again, we say a huge thank you to our Iron Elites for all your support and for helping with the website and all the things that we do. So, heart to you people, thank you so much. All right, now from Stone Stone myself, obviously we have a bunch of amazing, awesome, wonderful mods who keep life so much easier for admin-wise. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you for all the things that you do. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you also to our code wardens, which is Naptime, Elky, Fimless, and Bell, for sorting the things. There is lots of things to be sorted. I cannot stress. There is so many things that they are sorting through that it does take a lot of time, so we will let you know when aspects are working within all the things. So thank you to everyone here. Thank you for your patience with my internet and with Twitch being a bit hiccupy today. So thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. We appreciate that, as well as everyone who might be listening to the podcast at home. Thank you very much. I will be back next week, which is Saturday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, a huge thank you. So happy to have got Corpse Grind on. Thank you for joining us today. It was so good to pick your brain. We do appreciate that. So do you want to tell everyone where they could find you or get in touch with you at all?
I'm mostly on YouTube. It's YouTube / Corpse Gang, in simple term. And that's the only surface I'm on.
No worries. We will put that information in with the show notes anyway. So so if people want to get in contact with you, they can. But again, well done. You know, huge congratulations. We are so happy for you that you've got there and you know, blazing the way for many other challengers who are busy leveling. So thank you for that. Alrighty. Now, don't forget where you can find all the information is over at the wildchallenges.com website. We have information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and, of course, our YouTube channels. You can listen to the show on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to contact me, you can send me an email via the podcast at wildchallenges.com. I do appreciate the wonderful spam emails that I get that, you know, people want to help improve the website. I got a fantastic one a couple of days ago where they want to improve the website by adding all these things that have got absolutely nothing to do with challenges. So thank you to Toby who sent me this email. Was just spam crap. But, you know, I got really excited when I was like, yay, the show got an email. Oh, okay. No, it was like, oh, damn. So yeah, you can find us there. Execute, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Discord, execute hashtag 7777. You can also find me on or you can email me at execute@gmail.com. Speaking of which, remind me to set up a new email address. It's boundaryducks@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll remind you. And Twitter, because I think you... it hiccuped, whether that's me or you, I'm not sure. Twitter
Straya.
Is the real... at the real execute on Twitter, which is that...
It's on the screen right now.
Yes. That's exactly it. That's where you can find him. Absolutely. Yeah, it did. Because, you know, Internet Australia, yay. Everything is coming together so well. Love it when a plan comes together. All right. Don't forget, you can find me. I am over at Twitter, which is at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can check out the other show, which I need to talk to Stone about at some stage, is Adventures in Azeroth, if you want to check that out. Okay, the last thank yous. Can you do that for me, please, Execute?
Yep, we want to give a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on the intro. You can find him on Discord, Mr. Bright01. And we also want to give a big thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic Sanity, as well as the Frozen Nerd.
And Australian Internet is right there, because, yep, it cut. It really doesn't like you today, sweetie. Sorry. just, you know, it is what it is.
I just took the most amazing screenshot.
Did you? Nice.
Let me copy paste this into the chat. Oh. You can't make this up.
Okay, I don't know.
Look at that number. That is not a small number.
Wow, that's no wonder. That's, what is it? 3 million?
That's 3.5 million.
Wow. Okay, that's why you hiccup. So I will do the Epic Insanity one again. No, mine looks okay. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity or Frozen Nerds Podcast. So there we go. Stur says that's the Maldraxxus version of Internet. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Absolutely. That's amazing. All right. Well, again, thank you. Again, huge pleasure. So happy to have spoken to you, Corpse Grind. Thank you so much for joining us because we know it is crazy time for you and we appreciate your time today. So thank you so much for that. Execute, thank you for helping me out today. I do appreciate that too. Chat room, thanks guys for being here.
I'm afraid to talk now.
I don't blame you. I think you just broke the internet. All right. Other than that, let's play the outro. Everyone, please stay safe, both in and out of game, you know, and just take it easy out there in real life, because we know things are certainly still crazy times out there. So please be safe. Other than that, have a great week. We will catch you next week. So say bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Ciao.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright
2021.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.